This is Bromance Burrito, Season 1, Episode 4.
I'm Evan.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Cedric.
And I'm Thomas.
So today, me, Cedric, and Evan are going to interview Thomas a little bit, and kind of like we did with Cedric, where we did an interview episode for him, this is kind of going to be Thomas's interview episode, but we don't know if we're going to keep him permanently like we kind of did with Cedric. We're going to see how this goes and then carry on from that. So Thomas, tell us about yourself and what kind of music you listen to and all that shit.
I'm Thomas. I go to the same high school as these guys. I like to listen to
Who's your favorite artist right now?
Yeah.
Favorite artist right now, I don't know if I have one, but I think YG or Gunna, one of those guys.
I think we asked him this in the last podcast, but
yeah.
just to clarify, because it's his interview. Do you follow rap drama or anything like that? Or you kind of just listen to us for that?
Yeah, I kind of just listen to the podcast for the drama, but I just like to listen to music.
Yeah, so he's a casual listener. Me and Evan are more actually into that shit. So.
And once again, once Cedric gets his phone back, he'll
tomorrow
be more...
maybe tomorrow
might be the day.
Tomorrow might be a good day.
After how long now?
Six months. Out of the trap.
I think that's a new record.
That's gonna be a celebration.
Wow.
So how was your year of high school, Thomas?
Yeah.
It was great. It was a good experience. Met a lot. I didn't know any of these guys, and came pretty close to them. So that was pretty great. Met a whole new friend group.
That's what high school is all about: meeting new people and making new relationships. I didn't know any of these guys when I first came to this.
The only person
school.
I knew in this group was Cedric. We went
yeah,
to the
Cedric,
school.
Cedric, and Evan. Go farther back than any of us in this group.
Oh, sure. Should we tell them about our dads, Luke?
Our dads. Oh yeah, our dad. My dad and Evan's dad went to high school together, so they're friends. But I had no
idea.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Until my dad saw Luke's snap.
So. Yeah, and he was like, "Grub, who's that? What's his dad's name? And what high school and all that shit." So yeah, apparently me and Evan go. Back to the sack.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it is. And Zach's dad went to that high school too.
Yeah.
But they don't know who he is, so.
I think there's a little bit age difference there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, what do you want to pursue when you're older, Thomas?
I'm thinking of being an electrician or a mechanic.
It's not a bad job.
I know my stuff in those
what kind of
fields.
Mechanic?
Yeah.
I know because I know you like bikes and stuff.
Yeah, so either a motorcycle mechanic, just anywhere on the bike, or a car engine mechanic, one of those two.
What's your plan B if you go a little retarded and can't do that?
My dad knows my dad's, he
owns a business.
No, he owns a business, Harry's and Chips, but... He knows he can fix up a house and stuff. He knows electrician.
Oh, like
he knows a lot of stuff.
Renovations.
Right?
He's like a handyman.
Yeah, he can teach me like a lot about
jack of all trades.
Yeah,
kind of dude.
He's a jack of all trades. He can teach me a lot about being an electrician, so I can do that. I feel pretty good. And also, he had motorcycles, and he would buy broken ones and fix them up. So
that's cool. What about you, Cedric?
Yeah, me. I'm more of a artsy craft guy, so. Me up with you,
teacher.
nah, art teacher. I can't handle kids.
Cedric the art teacher.
Nah, I'll be like
Cedric the art teacher.
Nah, I'll be an artistic person. I actually want my paintings at a gallery. Actually,
you think you could like design like logos and stuff for people?
Yeah, probably like those. Like basically any creative designs that I think of.
Cool.
Would you ever be like a fashion model?
Oh my god.
Well, not designer, not model.
Oh, designer? Yeah, I'm actually probably thinking of that. Yeah, I love clothes and the things that I actually love. Yeah.
That's not the thing we talk about. Like, what are your favorite clothing brands and stuff?
My
like
favorite
that?
Brands have to be Nike and Calvin for sure. Calvin and Nike are up there. I wear a lot of religion things, but like, I like the aesthetic of different clothes brands. What about you, Evan? What do you want to be?
Like a mechanic, more like a car. So I'm a car guy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this guy talks cars about heavy time.
Samarelli.
Especially with the other Evan.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, what are you, Luke? What are you wearing?
How are you?
I've always had a passion for music, like, ever since I was little. I've listened to, like, all types of music. I'm open to any type of music. I really love music. I'm passionate about music, and I love my music and stuff, so I've always wanted to do something in that, and I don't know, I don't really think I could do anything for music or anything like that, but, main goal right now is I want to join the Navy. I'm going to recruit at 17.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo,
I've planned this out and everything. I've talked to my parents about it and all that shit. But, yeah, that's what I want to do. And then after my service, I'm going to try and do something in music. But if this podcast takes off, I'm going to the fucking radio, boys.
Yeah.
I mean, I really like this podcast. It's a fun thing, and I like doing it. And it's a good way for me and Evan to express ourselves and get us out there. Same with Cedric, especially when he gets a phone.
And I'm pretty sure that people listen to this like it too.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, they're not just gonna.
We have a lot of people
follow
from all over the world listen to this, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I want to do the Navy. I don't know what branch I'm gonna go into though. Maybe.
Well, what makes you want to be in the Navy? Like, older relatives in the Navy.
My grandpa wanted to join the Navy, but he couldn't for reasons and stuff like that. And I want to know that I'm doing something good and have like pride in the job I'm doing, and it won't get boring. It's always like on your feet jobs. Like you gotta stay on your feet. It's never sit your ass down, or when people say good enough, it's never good enough. You gotta actually like push yourself to do what you have to do. And I just want to be happy and be proud of what I'm doing and know it actually means something good. And this podcast can also do that, because it can it's something you can listen to. It can make people's day better. It can like update them on
definitely to change the way people's days are, whether to make it better.
Yeah.
If you're having a tough time. Well, it would,
and hopefully
this,
we can.
This is here to cheer you up.
Yeah.
Give you a good listen. And hopefully the audio isn't complete anus.
you might hear a fan in the background.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I don't know if you guys can hear me. I don't know.
I mean, it's weird when it's hot in here, because we live in Canada. So
yeah, it's weird. This is the hottest it's been this year. It's 29 degrees.
And we're dying. It's normal. Like, we can't go a week without rain or like a chance of snow.
Yeah, sure. Like, within the next few days, it's gonna be raining.
For real.
On my weather app here, it says Monday is gonna be a thunderstorm.
It's boiling hot outside right now. So
yeah, I'm sweating inside.
You know,
today's
with
Thursday.
The AC on and a fan.
You never know what's gonna happen.
Canada's weather is so bipolar.
Yeah,
I know. It's like a I'm a depressed 12-year-old fucking weather out here.
Oh yeah.
Nikki's story. Everyone snap. 10 minutes later, don't snap.
You guys heard about Canada?
Love you, Nikki. No homo.
I
don't know what else to talk about.
Oh. Have you guys heard about Canada's Day, where Mandarin is?
Oh yeah.
Mandarin. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The Mandarin is it's one free day for Canadian citizens, but they're gonna check your citizenship.
Yeah,
so no
Asian. Oh, no, you can still be a Canadian citizenship. You just have to
bring your card with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the backstory to that? Like, what's the point of that?
Canada's Day. It's just for
Canada.
Oh, yeah,
Canada.
Everybody will be lining up.
Buddy, do you even live here?
Yeah, no, I actually forgot.
Are you even Canadian?
I don't know.
Do you even Canada, bro?
Luke just shocked himself.
I just shocked myself. Ow, shit. It's like tingling my fingers. What's your opinion on the rap game, Thomas? Or the music industry?
Rap is, it's blowing up right now. It's, it's like...
It blew up a while ago.
It blew up a while ago, I know, but it's...
It's changing,
it's
for
changing,
sure.
Definitely. There's a lot more,
Do you prefer new school rap or old school?
Old school, buddy. Hell yeah. Go back to Eminem, Notorious, B.I.G., Tupac, and all of them. Bring them back.
I do, like, old rap, but I prefer new rap, but
I have more respect for OG rap, though. I have a lot more respect for OG rap and the actual people who came from it and know about it, and not people who, like I said in every podcast ever, ghostwriters. Those piss me off. Shock myself again. Fuckers. I left a mark. But yeah, I definitely have a lot more respect for the older rappers and their what they came from and their stories.
Yeah.
Overall.
Okay, here's a question. If you were to bring one dead rapper back, who would it be?
That's a hard one. I don't know.
Tupac.
Tupac, because there's a lot. It's like Tupac.
Tupac leaves a message in his songs.
It's
like,
not just that, they leave the message in the beat and all that. They pursue what they want.
Real,
and that's
like,
why I have a lot more respect for them. I honestly don't know. What about you, Evan?
I don't know. I feel like probably like someone like X.
He left a big print in the
rap game.
You know what's funny though?
His damage was.
You know what's funny though? No offense to XXXTentacion though. He died like in our graduation.
We talked about that before, but
he died in our graduation, and only it took 2 weeks to forget about him. You know,
it was still being talked about.
It was not.
It was
like
just
that,
background
was
noise
just,
at that point.
Like, it was not that much often as used to.
But still, it was.
Yeah,
it's almost coming up to like 1 year
since
he's been dead.
It has been a year. It's been a year. You're behind, Evan.
It was a year about.
Yeah, like
ago?
A week ago.
Not a week ago.
Not 2 weeks ago.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All over Instagram.
This has been more of a talk time than a Thomas interview. So, what do you want to talk about, Thomas?
I don't know what this is about.
Anything you want to get off your chest?
Nothing?
No.
I don't think so.
Any opinions on...
Yes, I don't know.
Speak.
I don't know.
English.
I don't know. I have nothing. I'm going blank.
All right, he's brain dead.
Flatlining.
Me.
Let me see.
You don't have an opinion. You don't have a phone. So what's going on, Evan?
Shut up.
So like we can talk again like how much like social media has been changing the way people have been acting.
Yes,
like,
Thomas.
I guess. In a way, I see where teachers are coming from. We're saying, like, oh, get off your phone. It's ruining your learning.
It's not ruining your learning. There's no education. They're shoving it down your throat, or they're just sitting there doing nothing, handing you a booklet. They don't teach you shit.
But
I hate education.
I found that whenever I'm on my phone in class, like...
I learn more on my phone than I do in class.
Yeah, I know, but you don't remember anything from that class. If you ever play on your phone, I don't even, like, have a purpose. I just play this stupid game, and then... And then I have no idea what happened in class. We have a test, and then, you know,
we
fail that. I forgot what I was going to say. You know when you were little and your parents would be like, so what'd you learn in school today? You'd be like, I don't know. I was never bullshitting. I was always like, I don't know, man. I couldn't. I'm not a very fast book learner at all. I don't know. I don't like shit being shoved down my throat, honestly.
Mm.
Like, I don't agree with the way the education. Yeah.
I learn better by, like, watching people, like, when...
I'm a visual learner.
When my dad would work on stuff, I would always watch him, and now I have that knowledge.
I watch something once or twice, and I can do it perfectly.
Yeah, like, I'd watch video. If I liked a hobby, I would watch videos on it, and I would see how they would do it, and then...
Yeah.
Like, I hate when teachers give you work, like... Here, for homework, I want you guys to try out this question. I know we've even done it before. I want to see if you guys can figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how the hell are we supposed to know if you've never taught us it?
Mm. When they make you rewrite the same, like, question.
Oh, I hate those questions. Like,
oh, my God. It's just the same
thing.
It's
just review, but it's review of the same question. If we can do it once, you can do it.
I don't know. Like, it's the
Why
same
would you
formula.
Do it again?
Like, you're just writing the same formula in your calculator. You're not learning anything there.
Or... Or like those the formula y equals mx plus b.
Oh yeah.
We would never need to know that in any work job unless you're trying to be a math teacher. You would never need to know it.
I just shocked my wrist and it tingled my fingers. Who wants to try this?
I'm good.
Thomas, can you try this?
Sure.
Okay. It'll like tangle the tips of your fingers right here. Like right where the veins are.
Oh!
Wasn't
oh,
that...
Yeah, I felt that.
Yeah.
That was weird.
If you wonder what we use to shock ourselves,
it's part of a barbecue lighter.
Yeah, so I was bored enough to take apart a barbecue lighter. I just took apart the...
Sorry.
I just took apart the thing that where the spark comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think this is all the time we have today. This has been Bromance Burrito.
Oh, an announcement. In a future episode, you might get Drake his own
podcast. Yes, you might. We will give Drake his own podcast.
Yes.
Announcement. Another announcement. We will be making a Snapchat account for this podcast, and then maybe eventually an Instagram, depends on how that goes. I will keep you updated, and if we make one, then I will tell you the usernames. This has been Bromance Burrito, Season 1, Episode 4.
I'm Evan.
I'm Luke.
And I'm Cedric.
And I'm Thomas.